A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, taking the handoff from Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news here. It's your Friday. It's your Friday evening. Scott, it's the end of the week for us, but the weekend is when we really do our work. And when I say work, I mean we watch a ton of football on TV. And that's our job, buddy.
And it's a great job to have, by the way. And, of course, this is one of the best weekends of football probably. Well, it is the best weekend of football all year long. And there's going to be some great NFL games, and so it should be fun to watch.
Well, I was thinking about it, too. And with the – I mean, it's such a weird year. You think about how different things are with no fans. It makes the home field advantage different. And so this is like just a ripe weekend. At the end of everything, though – I wonder if you're just going to end up with the totally predictable, you know, like Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. After the weirdness of this year, to have Tom Brady back maybe in the Super Bowl again, and you just go, well, it's same old, just a different team. We're going to talk about all this. So many playoff things to discuss. We want you to jump in the conversation. 575-00 is the text number on the UCCU credit union text line. It's an easy one to hit, so just you can get to Scott. I'll read all the mean texts you send in to Scott. I'll read them right to him because we got to get used to those. You know what I mean? So, by the way, it's a 705 cut, so let's just jump in right here.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Jazz tipping off across the street, right now against the Atlanta Hawks as well. So you got the Jazz game going on right now. You've got all sorts of NFL games. Our troll poll question of the day is an Urban Meyer-centric one. We're going to talk a lot about Urban Meyer in the second hour. Jeremiah Jensen is going to join us in a little while as well, and I'm curious on his reaction on it. Put up the poll already. Have a couple hundred votes as we start the show here. So I feel like that's a good sample size, Scott. What will Urban Meyer's NFL coaching career look like? Currently the leader is up and down, which is just middle of the road, I guess. But as we find out that news, Urban Meyer, on top of all this, he got that gig down in Jacksonville. So I'm curious your thoughts on that. We're going to jump into that next hour. But as things kick off now, I am so excited about this weekend. You know what I did today? Here's how excited I am, Scott.
I can't wait.
I went back and watched Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield when they played each other in college.
You watched that game.
I watched that wild game. I didn't watch the whole thing, but one of those like extended 15-minute highlights. And it was ridiculous to watch these guys do whatever they wanted. And it's so fun to see now that they're playing each other and they're a game away from going to the conference championship game in their respective conferences. And so I look at that game first and foremost as the one that I want to see this weekend. And that's knowing that there are two old guys in Drew Brees and Tom Brady also set to play. I'm more interested in that Chiefs-Browns game that's going to be happening in Kansas City.
So here's what – there's a lot to be interested in. First of all, what the NFL has done. And really, if you look at every single team in the playoffs right now, I think any one of them could win the Super Bowl. And that's the great thing about the NFL. A lot of people complain about it, but you get really competitive games, as you saw last week. You know, I think pretty much every game was competitive. And so you, as a fan, like that. But here's another thing that I think is interesting is who, because because with not having fans, that takes all that away. And that's an advantage. Normally that's an advantage, but it's not right now. But the advantage is the Chiefs and the Packers had a week off. And I want to see if they come out rusty or if they come out like sharp.
We've seen both.
And
we've
rested.
Seen both over the years. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's a fascinating thing to me, because I think they're the teams with the best record. And so you would logically say they're the teams that are supposed to go to the Super Bowl. And the other thing is it's just so cool how they've got the young quarterbacks and they got the old quarterbacks. I mean, under 25 young and over 40 old, which is an insane spectrum of time, especially in the NFL. And it will be another like storyline or something fascinating to look at to see, can Tom Brady play three games to get in the Super Bowl? Can Drew Brees play three games to get in the Super Bowl? Because I think that's a real factor. I think their age, I think the fact that they've gone through an entire football season and they've done it for years, and can they hold up with having to play that extra game to get in the Super Bowl? So that will be – clearly one of them won't, because they play each other, but it'll be a fascinating thing to see of the geriatric generation, which one of those guys actually emerges on top.
I just – and again, all these games that are going on, I get so excited about these games that are going to be happening, and I look, and if I was to choose like the best game, I told you that Browns and Chiefs one – is really piquing my interest, but the reality is there's something intriguing. I'm going to just roll out the worst game in my mind, though, and it's that Packers-Rams game.
And why is that the worst game?
Because the only team in all of this that I feel is like the biggest imposter are the Rams.
You are such a Seattle Seahawk.
No,
oh, my goodness.
No, it has nothing
yes,
to do.
It's, you're so
it has
jaded.
Nothing to do
this
with that.
This team was in the Super Bowl
week.
A couple of years ago. This is a really good defense, and if they can find enough offense.
And that's it.
No, it's not. Look, the playoffs, they kind of found a little bit. They found enough. And look, do you know how hard it is to throw a football with a broken hand? I mean, that's a tough thing for Jared Goff.
I know. So bad football game.
No, it really doesn't. And it feels to me this year in the playoffs in general, it just feels like this is going to be an odd year. And you know, COVID and everything going
certainly
on, no fans.
Been, yes.
And that's why a team like the Rams, to me, it wouldn't surprise me if they go to the Super Bowl. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Buffalo Bills go to the Super Bowl. I'm just telling you.
You're just covering all bases saying, I could see any of these teams going to the Super Bowl.
Well,
I'm telling you, because I can't see Baltimore there. I can't see the Rams there. I can't see Cleveland there really either, even though I would love to see that. But There are a bunch of teams.
Cleveland's a team that just continues to get better and better, and you don't know where their ceiling is. And so you don't know if you've seen their best football or not. I mean, yeah, they're a very inexperienced playoff team, but they're a team that finally believes that it can win, and they've got a pretty good defense, and they have weapons offensively, and they do. And so, I'm going to disagree with you on this one, and the fact that I think more of these teams have a shot than you think, and I think with the way the season is, you just can't rely. You can't go, Tom Brady's going to go and win the Super Bowl, and you can't just say, well, Patrick Mahomes, because they went last year, and they're not a lot different this year, they're going to go to the Super Bowl as well. My gut just tells me I just don't feel like the obvious choices are the teams that are going to be there.
Okay, quick, before we get out to the break then, let's do some quick picks on these games for this weekend. And let's start with that Rams and Green Bay matchup. That's the first one tomorrow, kicking off at 2:30. What do you have for the Rams traveling to the Packers?
27-17 for the Rams.
27?
Yeah.
You're going to double down on your thoughts on the upset that they're
going to keep. I'm just observing what right. I see is all right. I'm doing.
Let me go a different direction.
You make fun of me, but then all of a sudden
fun.
You go, you know what? This guy actually was kind of right.
Yeah, last weekend was all you were doing was picking against my Seahawks to get at me. That's fine. That's fine.
I'm still picking the Rams, and they're not even playing the Seahawks.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Packers winning 38-17.
No,
that is
not
a
38 points that on is the Rams.
Scott, it is Aaron Rodgers. He does whatever he wants.
Whatever.
Okay, 38-17. There.
Yeah,
you
wait
go.
Till Aaron Donald hits him about four or five times, and he will not be
Aaron
doing.
But see, we don't know how healthy Aaron Donald is.
Oh,
either.
He'll play.
All right. Oh, he'll play. Scott Mitchell, the team trainer, apparently for the Green Bay Packers. All right. Baltimore and Buffalo, that's your evening game on NBC tomorrow.
The Bills are going to win.
I like
in
that
fact,
pick,
in
too.
In fact, this any might scores, be a game that's not even close. This might be the one blowout game.
See, and yet, I thought Baltimore had no business going into Tennessee and beating the Titans. I thought the Titans, they were going to win at least a game. And they were. It was shocking. Baltimore showed up. They had a game plan. They made adjustments. I think it'll be closer. I think, and Buffalo was close last week with the Colts. I'm going to go a 28-24 Buffalo over the Baltimore Ravens. So okay, and then the last two games on Sunday, the Cleveland Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you have?
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
Okay. What's the score?
I think I just don't think the Browns are a mature enough team.
Now, when they faced each
yet.
Other in college, it ended up 66-59.
Yeah, it's not going to be that way.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be fairly high scoring. I'll say the Chiefs are 35, the Browns are 24.
No 734 passing yards for Patrick Mahomes.
There'll be a decent number of yards, yeah.
And then finally, the two old men face off. It's a dinner time matchup. Normally, they'd be eating their dinner at this time for 4:40 on Sunday. What do you have for these two older guys?
Well, it's just whoever can finish the game. I mean, you know, and I don't think it's by any coincidence that they gave these two guys the most amount of rest this week to be able to play. I'm just telling you,
what
NFL
do you got?
Does stuff
what do you
like
got?
This. I got the. You know what? I'm going to go with the Bucks. I just feel
you.
Like the Bucks are going to beat them.
I
Drew
agree
Brees
with,
is
agree
way
with you.
Is 2 years past.
Drew Brees rides off into the sunset, becomes a TV commentator, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time this weekend. All right, taking the break here. That, of course, The Cut, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free trial. We'll be right back when we return. It's the Friday Freestyle. All sorts of weird stories that caught our attention. Plus, I'll give you an early Jazz score update. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.